can tell. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to dream all alone. Conceal. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be, but I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown. Still around. Too real is this feeling of make believe. Too real when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. Like a crown, pretending that you're still around.
Still around.
The Great Pretender by the Platters. And yes, I know I play the Platters a lot. Pam tells me that all the time. It's all right. I like it. I play it. Makes me feel good. It's very soothing.
Soothing.
Oh, let's see. I got a funny story. Oh, this is funny. When they put me under the anesthesia to operate on me, I was laying there on the table, and they thought I was out. And the surgeon told me this last week when he was looking me over. And he said, "Do you remember what you did?" And I said, "No." He said, "You were laying there, and we were getting ready to start, and we thought you were out. And all of a sudden, you sat straight up on the table, looked me right in the eye, and said, 'This place would make a great painting booth.'" I guess it was the lighting, probably, that, you know, how those surgery rooms are all lit so well. He said, "And then I just laid back down." I said, "Oh, okay. Yeah, make a good paint booth." Well, I thought it was funny.
It was funny.
That was pretty good, huh?
Yes. Oh, well, you know, since Karsten's not here, and he can't hear us, obviously he's not getting the signal up there for some reason. I don't understand that. It's probably his lousy phone. Anyway, I'm going to brag on him a little bit. He's been commissioned to restore a Jaguar Vintage XKE. And, you know, they're a beautiful bodied car anyway. And he agreed to it, and he took it in, and... you know, from the outside, initially, it looked fair.
Yeah.
But, boy, when he had it sandblasted, lordy, lordy. John and I have seen it, especially the front end and the nose, and it was bad. I mean, there was nothing left to work with. I mean, it was just bad. Whoever did the work on that before, it looked like I worked on it. You know? but Karsten, you know, he... His logic was, it was hand-built in the first place, it could be hand-built again. My logic would have been, take that baby back where you found it, you know, because there's no parts to be had, because you can't buy parts for it. And so he decided that he was going to tackle the nose, the front end on that car. And he has since hand-built, rolled on an English wheel and a hammer and a bag. He built a buck. Which a buck is like a wooden reverse of what you're going to make. You know, you bend metal over it and form around it. And he has got, it is beautiful. It's a work of art. It is beautiful. There's no, it just is. Right. And I am impressed. He made a couple false starts, and I asked him if I could have them. He was going to throw them away. And then when he knew I wanted them, he's going to keep them now. I was going to hang them on the wall. Yeah. But no. He said, yeah. Well, anyway, he's got it.
That's kind of a punk move.
Yeah. But it's beautiful. If you've ever seen the front end on XKE, the way it's got that little oval and round, all those rounded corners, you should call Karsten sometime and go out there and ask him if you can see what he's doing. He'd enjoy the visit. Don't stay forever because he has to.
Put a picture of that on the website.
I should. I ought to get a picture of it and put it on there. I will. I'll do that. But if you want to go out there, if you call him, he likes visitors. Just don't stay all day because he has to work to make money. You know, he only gets paid
and
when he works.
He'd rather talk than work.
Yeah, and he'd rather talk than work, so I shouldn't have I shouldn't have said that. You said it, John.
I said it.
John said it. Anyway, you know what? People are always, people that know Karsten and I, specifically some of the people that sit here in the garage regularly, are always comparing him and I in our style of automotive standards. They call us things like the Odd Couple, Felix and Oscar. I don't know, Mutt and Jeff. Yeah, I don't know why. But anyway, I got to thinking about that and comparing. I have a comparison, Karsten and I. If I was Carroll Shelby, and Karsten was Peter Brock. Peter Brock, if you don't know, Peter Brock is the legend in automotive design. He was the first employee Carroll Shelby ever had. He designed the GT40. Brock did. He was a designer. He designed the early Corvettes. He's got quite a... So anyway, Karsten is Peter Brock, and I'm Carroll Shelby. And we're both of us standing there looking at the first renderings of the GT40 in 1966 that we're going to take to Le Mans to beat the Ferraris. And I'm standing there looking at it, and my question would be, will it win? And Karsten's question would be, would it win and look beautiful? Well. Okay. You got to be here, guys. You got to be here to get in on this. I can just hear them laughing out there in Radio Land, John. They're laughing. Okay, maybe they're not real.
Well, maybe. Maybe if somebody could just call in and laugh.
Yeah, call and go, ha, 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 ha. Well, I said that I was going to talk about racing.
Oh, damn.
Oh, we better get... Let's get our last break in. When we come back, I'll tell you the sad, sad news about the lovely Danica.
Okay, we will be back with more in just a moment. It is 12 before 9. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy, presented by Minute Mechanic on KTLO. Town & Country Discount Foods in Mountain Home has dropped thousands of prices on all the brands you love. Town & Country Discount Foods has worked hard to get prices down for their customers and encourages you to visit their store and look for the white tags indicating the new lower prices. Since 1971, Town & Country Discount Foods has been offering their customers affordable prices on the finest foods. Visit Town & Country Discount Foods on 9th Street in Mountain Home.
Come to Town & Country Discount Foods today.
Isn't it hard to find the time to take care of necessary vehicle maintenance and repair? Well, lucky for you, Minute Mechanic offers same-day excellent service. Whether you need an oil change, diagnostic check, wheel alignment, radiator flush, transmission services, brakes, or a tune-up, you can trust the professionals at Minute Mechanic. Minute Mechanic carries NAPA batteries and AMSOIL oil products. Be sure to get your battery and antifreeze checked for this winter. Minute Mechanic, located on Highway 201 North in Mountain Home.
Come experience a toot. Experience a honk, a clack, and a whole lot of this. The world's largest toy museum complex with over 1 million toys in Branson, Missouri. Antiques, memorabilia, Western toys, military toys, 4,000 plus dolls, model trains, and more. Over 26,000 square feet in two buildings. The world's largest toy museum complex. Call 417-332-1499. See all six museums, including the World of Checkers, Sternsy Bear, and Paul Harvey Museum.
Dreaming of some new denim, dresses, tops, or skirts? Shopping at Stage and Goodies comes with all sorts of fun perks. Stage and Goodies are having a one-day sale this Friday and Saturday. And with your coupons, you can buy more and save more all weekend. To start, take 30% off purchases under $50 or 40% off your purchase of $50 or more. And if your purchase is $75 or more, you'll get 50% off. Get ready because this Buy More, Save More one-day sale starts Friday. Stage and Goodies. What will new bring out in you? Stage and Goodies. Offer exclusions apply.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Oh, yes, the stroll, John. Let's go.
Come, let's go.
Come on, ladies. Get up off the couch.
No.
Uh-oh, I hear one coming down the stairs.
Come, let's go.
It's Pam.
Now turn around, baby, and let's go once more. Feels so good.
This band's
good.
Doing a stroll. I wish you could see this.
Take me by my hand. Now feels so
good. Her and I actually used to dance.
Take me by my hand.
This was TV. You, Pam, come downstairs, and she was doing the stroll. Yep, and John, well, that wouldn't have been anything.
No,
that,
no,
that was
no.
Nothing to see.
No,
all right, we're back. We're going to talk about a little bit of racing here in the short time we have left. It was ugly in NASCAR this week. Ugly. Not only was there a ground-shaking announcement, Danica is not going to be back at Stuart Haas. They have let her go. I would have never believed it. Never, 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 never. But there is, well, let me tell you a little lead up to this story. Smithfield Foods, who is sponsoring the number 43 Richard Petty Motorsports vehicle, I said was, or they are the rest of this season, they have said that they're not going to be with Richard Petty Motorsports anymore, and they're going to go to Stuart Haas. Aha. Okay. Richard, very gracefully in an interview, said that he had an agreement, a gentleman's handshake agreement, which is what he said he has done the full time he's been in NASCAR with sponsors, with Smithfield Foods for several more years. Smithfield Food obviously didn't feel they needed to honor that handshake agreement because it looked like they were going to have a better opportunity at Stuart Haas Eric Amarola announced as a big surprise this week that he is leaving Richard Petty Motorsports. And I am speculating, you can write this down in your You Heard It Here book, Smithfield Foods will show up on the number 10 car with Eric Amarola driving it because he has money. Just saying.
Money.
Not integrity. Money. As long as we're talking about no integrity, Subway has taken the sponsorship off of Daniel Suarez's car because he was passing free donuts out in the pits. What is going on? You know, what is going on? I know what's going on, and I don't like it. I don't like it. Daniel Suarez is okay. A sponsor will come. They'll find a sponsor for him because he's a young, upcoming driver. He is a part of their diversity program. He's modest. He's humble. He has talent. So he's okay. Casey Kane, he doesn't have money and he doesn't have a potential sponsor. That's why Casey Kane's losing his ride. He's in the playoffs. Kurt Busch is losing his ride because he doesn't have money and he's abrasive. Matt Kenseth is losing his ride because he didn't bring money and he's a little older. You see the key thread in this? Money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it. I don't like it. I really don't. But, I mean, it's not – and I know it's a business, but for so long it wasn't.
It's an expensive game.
It's an expensive deal. Yeah, $20 million a year. $20 million a year to sponsor one car. So, do we have a call?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's go ahead and take that rest.
All right, let's go to line 7. Good morning, Jack the Car Guy.
Dominique, real close.
Hello.
Hey, this is Rick. Good morning, sir.
Okay.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Hey, are you up there at the Steamorama?
Okay. I've got a real interesting guy. I have Dominique here, and he has got a what is this? What tractor is this?
This is an Emerson,
and it's from the early teens.
Okay.
And Dominique has a really cool day job. He works at Silver Dollar City, and he drives the train.
Oh.
And he said several of the Silver Dollar City train drivers are up here this weekend. So this is what a train driver does for a hobby. And we're a little early for steam. I've had to go to several tractors because nobody's got any steam pressure built up yet. It's a little early. They have to build a fire first, and I think they normally go to the bathroom and eat breakfast first. But Dominique said he's got a little steam, and he's going to try to give you a whistle, okay?
Oh, a steam whistle. Let's hear it.
Yep. Okay, buddy. You got any?
I heard it.
All right. Did you hear that?
I did.
Okay. Well, at this time of day, that is that's hard to come by. But later this evening, they'll be trying to bleed off all the steam they got.
John wondered.
And I went to the tractor pull last night, and I learned what it means to run out of steam and blow off some steam. Yeah, where all that came from. We've got Peerless here. We've got Case. We've got Rumsfeld. We've got a lot of nice old tractors up here. And the show goes on all day, and the tractor pull is tonight, so they've still got time to come up here. This is in Republic, Missouri. We're just a few miles west of Springfield. It's on the same road as Bass Pro. We just take Sunshine and head west, and before you get to Republic, as you get to Republic, you'll come to the grounds here, and it's owned by the Steam Club. They have this place forever, and they keep the tractors here, and this is the weekend that they fire them all up and have some fun.
How many tractors are up there?
Oh, my goodness.
Approximately.
There's probably 100 steam engines up here.
Oh, man.
And they have thrashing machines. They have a Prani brake, which is basically the very first take on a dynamometer.
Yeah.
So you can bring your tractor, even if it's a belt drive tractor, and hook it up to the Prani brake and find out what your horsepower and your foot-pounds of torque are. And then the tractor pull tonight will be 1938 and older tractors only. They pull a piece of steel behind the tractor, and as it comes by, the spectators step onto the steel, and that's how the weight is added for the tractor pull.
Playing our song, Rick. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Jack. We do have to go. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. We'll see everybody at Bridge Bash.
Stay tuned for Home Remedies.
KTLO FM 97.9 in Mountain Home. On air, online.